This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really excited to have him back on the show because there's been so many reports about electric cars and magnesium, and this guy knows it all. He's our trusted advisor when it comes to that. We're talking no other than Nelson Scalbania. He is the acting CEO of MagOne Products. They trade on the OTC market, ticker symbol MGPRF. Nelson, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Everett.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, we are a public company based in Quebec, primarily to produce magnesium metal and magnesium-related products. That's our simplistic, our business. So, and why magnesium? We think the use of it is going to go up dramatically for not only for cars, for wallboards, and ultimately for batteries. So number one, we think the use is going to go up. But coupled with that, overriding that is the fact that 85% of the magnesium is produced in China, so it's kind of a monopoly over there. And for them to send the magnesium to the U.S. is about a 50% surcharge, so if we can make magnesium cheaper than them in China and sell directly to the U.S. without that surcharge, that's why we're kind of in the magnesium business. That's number one.
Absolutely. You know, you bring up a very good point. You know, a lot of people don't understand that China is the big producer of that. And like you said, they corner the market worldwide, 70 to 80% of that. Let's talk about your mine, Jeffrey. Where are we at in the process of that? And when do you actually think that we'll actually start bringing some of that onto the marketplace?
Well, first of all, why Quebec? Why Quebec? Because we have big.
Yeah, right.
We have free ore in the sense of tailings. We now have 90 million tons of tailings mined already sitting on the ground. So we're not a mining company. That's why the company is called MG Products. We're taking something that's mined already to produce some things called magnesium metal, magnesium oxide, and other things. So we're in Quebec because, A, we have free ore. Secondly, it's the cheapest. And when I say free ore, we pay $1 a ton for it mined already, and our plant adjoins
wow.
it. Adjoins tailings. Secondly, it's the cheapest power in North America, the Quebec, mainly because it's hydro, so we have cheap power. We have a labor force that is available because the existing mine and operations were shut down, so they're there. And in addition, the government has a lot of support from the government providing grants to have new businesses come in, so that helps. And then we're only 30 miles away to the largest user of magnesium, the United States. We're right across the border from them, and we don't have that 50% surcharge. So that's kind of why we're in Quebec.
Is the price of magnesium, is it fluctuating? Is it going up? Is it going down? And what makes it go up or down?
Well, obviously, more buyers than producers. But it has been roughly flat for a little while. And I believe it's going to go up dramatically for the two main reasons, is the use in cars and vehicles, because it's a quarter of the weight of steel with the same strength and 40% of the weight of aluminum. The U.S. is at a disadvantage because with that 50% surcharge, the magnesium is about $4,200 a ton in the U.S. and $2,500 a ton in the rest of the world. So the U.S. car companies are at a disadvantage. We think with us in Quebec, we'll be able to have that price go down considerably.
I was going to ask you, guys have a proprietary technology which provides the company with a leading edge.
Well, to compete with the Chinese, we have to shoot every bullet. And the two main things that we have, never mind the free ore, is we have a game-changing technology that we own. We don't license it. We don't pay a royalty. We own and we've developed it ourselves, and we own it all. So we don't have a royalty. That's number one. In our balance sheet, when you look at our balance sheet, it doesn't look so great, but our two major assets are not on the balance sheet in the sense they're not reflected properly. Like the 90 million tons of ore, we only pay for it as we use it. So that's not on the balance sheet. The second thing, the technology, it's not on the balance sheet. The people who provided and designed that we bought only are rewarded when we make something for a profit, then they get it back.
What are your products?
So what are we doing there? So we're making, first of all, magnesium oxide, which has 1,000 uses commercially, but ours is a high grade, 99.9%, which is very difficult to make, and it's expensive. So we use half of what the MgO that we produce to make magnesium metal. So that's the second product, is magnesium metal. The first one is magnesium oxide. But while we're making the magnesium oxide, we also make a couple of byproducts called silica, which is SiO2, silica dioxide. We also, there's some surplus iron, and there's surplus nickel, 0.25% nickel, 6% iron. So we have some byproducts. The second one is we have a magnesium wallboard. 100% of the existing wallboards are made in China. The magnesium wallboard, which is about 75% magnesium in one way or the other, 45% magnesium oxide, 25% or 30% magnesium chloride. They're all made in China. But so what we're doing is assembling magnesium wallboard here. Doesn't burn, doesn't rot. No insects attack it. Can be used structurally. But the basic thing is this wallboard is... their panels is cheaper and a better product. And when there's 90 billion square feet of wallboards produced in North America annually, a very small portion of that market is a large business. So we will have a magnesium wallboard production plant in Quebec, and we hope in about 90 days, because it's the quickest to cash flow. Where this plant will make about a million boards a year, and there's about a $50 a profit on each board. That's our projected thing. So that looks the quickest. So that's the next product. And then finally, we're on magnesium air batteries. It is a special use for magnesium air batteries. We bought a company called Mag Power that we wholly own. They have developed prototypes, and when they say magnesium air, half the energy comes from the air, oxygen, and half the energy comes from the magnesium itself. They're in called magnesium air batteries. So that's a fledgling R&D project, but it has some special uses that we are very close to some offtake agreement.
My guest today is Nelson Scalbania. He is the acting CEO of Mag One Products. Their ticker symbol is MGPRF. Now let's change gears for a second. Let's look at some of the metrics. Your stock's currently around 20 cents a share. Your market cap's around 6.9 million. You said 90 days out from now, you guys will actually start having the production going. When do you see revenues falling onto the balance sheet, and when will you start penetrating the U.S. market?
I can't really see any revenues till the end of the year at the earliest.
Okay.
In January following year, but I can't really see any positive revenues till the end of the year. The rest of it is development, R&D, and we have a pilot plant that's under, well, first of all, there's two pilot plants. The first one is finished already, half paid for by the Quebec government. And the reason we have a pilot plant, and we're doing two pilot plants, is because when we went for offtake agreements to Tesla and Magna, they say, well, okay, let's see some of your product first. Why don't you do a pilot plant? Then we hired SNC-Lavalin, a huge engineering company, to peer review our technology, and they said, hey, you got 22% magnesium. What do you got, 18% silica? You've got 6% iron and some nickel. Why don't you use all of the ore body? So we think you should do a pilot plant. So the second one. Third one, the government comes along and says, hey, you need $200 or $300 million. Hey, we'll put up all the money, but we think you need a pilot plant first. So hell, we got turned around what we were doing. So we have the first pilot plant is finished already, and the second one is underway.
So the bottom line is that we'll probably start producing some products here at the end of the fourth quarter, and probably revenues will probably fall on the balance sheet in the first quarter of 2018. Is that fair to say?
That's our target.
With us today is Mag One Products. We're highlighting them on Stock Day. I feel they're very undervalued at a market cap of $6.9 million. Their ticker symbol is MGPRF. Nelson, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't touch upon?
Gosh, we don't have enough time, but you've covered most of it. Thanks.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to get with my trusted advisor in this particular industry. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 60 or 90 days and give us an update.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.